Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vallabha Hiri Vadadari σιωπή τα ναυαλά βάγνη παραδάνη. Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Vidaya dadi Madhava Gunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Dhabha Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paravraja Kacharyam Ashtato Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Silabe Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Haribo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, Dobro Yitro. We will. Where is the Bhagavatam, please? Which Govindanandan, I believe you. Is it from this? Can you please? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa Yadunavrata Pungsam Pashubhudhir Vipityate Anya Esha Tatanyo Ham Iti Beta Gatasati Sayadunavrata Pungsam Pashubhudhir Vibhidyate Anya Esha Tatanyoham Iti Bheda Gatha Sati Sayadunavrata Pungsam Pashubhudhir Vibhidyate Anya Esha Tatanyoham Iti Bheda Gatha Sati. Yes, please chant. Mataji's, please. Yes, thank you. We will, because there's so little time, we will hear directly the Croatian. Please pay close attention, and for our English-speaking audience, I will give you a summary of Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Dakle, zbog nedostatka vremena, direktno ćemo dati hrvatski prijevod, a kasnije će Maharaj dati i sažetak engleskog. Saha, ta svevišnja božanska osoba. Yada, kada. Anuvrataha, naklonjen ili zadovoljan. Pumsam, uvjetovanih duša. Pashubhudhihi, animalističko shvaćanje života. Ja sam svevišnji i svatko je Bog. Vididjate, uništeno. Anjaha, drugi. Ešaha, to. Tatha, također. Anjaha, drugi. Aham, ja. Iti, tako. Beda, razlika. Gata, imajući. Asati, pogubno. Prijevod. Kada živo biće svojim predanim služenjem zadovolji svevišnju božansku osobu, postaje pandita i ne pravi razliku između neprijatelja, prijatelja i samog sebe. Tada inteligentno misli, svatko od nas je vječni sluga Boga i zato se međusobno ne razlikujemo.
Yes. The translation is when the supreme personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God. And therefore, we are not different from one another. So Srila Prabhupada starts his purport. The major part of his purport is very, very long. By introducing us...
Srila Prabhupada započinje svoj smisao i on je veliki dio njega je dug. I'm sorry, Mahaj, you're going to do back and forth? Or?
We are introduced to the following situation. Prahlad is trained by demoniac teachers and is similarly Asuric father in dividing all people who he comes in contact with in two groups. These are friends to me, and the other group, they are enemies.
Dakle, suočeni smo situacijom u kojoj Prahlad Maharaj govori svojem ocu da dijelimo ljude na dvije grupe. Ovo su moji prijatelji, a ovo su moji neprijatelji.
So when the teachers and his fathers find out that Prahlad Maharaj seems to be a devotee of Vishnu who had killed previously the brother of his father, he thinks, but this guy is an enemy.
A kada njegov otac i učitelji saznaju da je on bakta osobe koja je prije ubila brata njegovog oca, oni smatraju pa ta osoba je naš neprijatelj.
Just imagine any one of you whose uncle was lost in the wars which were in the Balkans just recently. And you would go to the person who killed your uncle and be a friend with him. What would your family say?
Zamislite da je vaš ujak poginuo u ratu koji je bio na, recimo na Balkanu, a da vi zatim se sprijateljite s tom osobom. Što bi vaša obitelj na to rekla?
So, are you thinking properly?
Jel ti pravilno razmišljaš?
Do you know how much this murderer has inflicted suffering to our family and you are inviting him for tea and biscuits?
Znaš li ti koliko je ta ubojica nanijela patnje naše obitelji, a ti ga tu zoveš na kolače i čaj?
So, Hiranya Kashipu asked his son, what has polluted your intelligence so that you side with Vishnu?
Hiranya Kashipu je upitao svog sina, pa što je zagadilo tvoju inteligenciju da si stao na stranu Višnuva?
What's wrong with you? Why can't you understand the first lesson? They are enemies and they are friends.
Što je s tobom? Zašto ne može shvatiti onu prvu lekciju da postoje prijatelji i postoje neprijatelji?
You drink tea and eat biscuits with your friends and you do anything in your ability to harm your enemy. This is the ABC of life.
Druži se sa svojim prijateljima, a činiš sve da bi naškodio svojim neprijateljima. To je abeceda života.
So, Prahlad says, I don't think my intelligence has been polluted.
A Prahlad je rekao, ja ne mislim da je moja inteligencija bila zagađena.
Prabhupada says, rather by the grace of Guru and Krishna, I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend.
Već sam umjesto toga milošću Krišne shvatio da nitko nije moj prijatelj i nitko nije moj neprijatelj.
We are all actually eternal servants of Krishna.
Svi smo mi u stvari vječni sluge Krišne.
But under the influence of the external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies of one another.
No, pod utjecajem iluzorne energije, mi smatramo da smo odvojeni i da smo međusobno prijatelji ili neprijatelji.
Srila Prabhupada develops this subject in the first part of his purport, and then he addresses the Vaishnava community.
Srila Prabhupada to ističe u prvom dijelu svog komentara, a zatim se obraća Vaishnavskoj zajednici.
And Irena will read this to you in the sweet Croatian language. From everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. It's really the last paragraph, the last section of the purport. Yes, please start.
Svatko bi trebao biti prijateljski naklonjen služenju gospodina. Svatko bi trebao hvaliti službu koju netko drugi učini za gospodina.
I not so fast, it's early in the morning and our mind is a little slow.
Svatko bi trebao hvaliti službu koju netko drugi učini za gospodina i ne bi trebao biti ponosan na svoju službu. Tako misle Vaišnave, stanovnici Vaikunte. Među slugama ponekad može doći do prividnog suparništva i nadmetanja u služenju, ali na Vaikunte planetama služba drugog sluge se cijeni, a ne osuđuje. To je Vaikunta nadmetanje. Nema ni govora o neprijateljstvu između slugu. Svakome se treba dozvoliti da služi gospodina najbolje što može i svatko treba cijeniti službu drugih. To su djelatnosti Vaikunte. Pošto je svatko sluga, svatko se nalazi na istom nivou i svakome se dozvoljava da služi gospodina u skladu sa svojom sposobnošću. U Bhagavad Giti 15.15 je potvrđeno Sarvasya chaham hridi sanishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Gospodin se nalazi u svačijem srcu i poučava slugu u skladu sa njegovim stavom. Međutim, gospodin daje različita uputstva baktama i abaktama. Abakte poriču autoritet svevišnjeg gospodina i zato im gospodin svojim uputstvima pomaže da zaboravi služenje gospodina, život za životom, i budu kažnjeni po zakonima prirode. Ali kada bakta veoma iskreno želi služiti gospodina, gospodin ga poučava na drugačiji način. Kao što gospodin kaže u Bhagavad Giti 10.10, tešam sa tata yuktanam, bađetam priti purvakam, da dami budi jogam tam, jena mamu pajantite. Onima koji su mi uvijek predani i koji me obožavaju s ljubavlju, dajem razumijevanje kojim mogu doći k meni. Svatko je sluga, a ne neprijatelj ili prijatelj, i svatko djeluje po različitim zapovjedima gospodina, koji smjerava svako živo biće zavisno od njegovog mentaliteta.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivesesa Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Vanshakalpataru Vasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Such a wonderful verse in the last section of Srila Prabhupada's purport. He explains the Vaikunta mentality, where there is an appreciation, a sincere appreciation of the services rendered by another Vaishnava.
U posljednjem dijelu Šila Prabhupadna komentara opisuje se Vajkunta raspoloženje gdje postoji iskreno cijenjenje za službu drugih Vajšnava.
And then he goes into connected subject matter which will be the main body of this present this lecture this morning.
A zatim nastavlja sa povezanom temom koja će biti i naša glavna tema jutros.
He tells us how to act, how to understand the differences between devotees and their different types of services.
Govori nam kako da razlikujemo različite bhakte te njihove različite službe.
He says that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and gives dictation to a particular individual according to the attitude of this individual.
Kaže da se Gospodin nalazi u svakome srcu i da daje upute pojedincu u skladu sa onime što se nalazi u srcu tog pojedinca.
Yes. For instance, one devotee might be inspired in his service to maybe develop a musical related services like Harinam or programs, and others might be inspired to go more into the areas of philosophy and presenting it, and both of the devotees are inspired by the Lord in the heart, but differently according to their attitude in life.
Neki bhakte možda žele služiti Krišnu putem glazbe, neki možda su više zainteresirani za filozofiju i Gospodin ih nadahnio u srcu, ali različito, ovisno njihovom stavu u životu.
Do you know that most of us don't have an attitude?
Znate li da većina nas nema stav?
Do you know that most of the people in the tent have not fixed their goal very precisely and do not really wish what know what they wish from Krishna?
Znate li da većina ljudi ovdje u šatoru nije pravilno precizirala svoj cilj i ne znaju u stvari što točno žele od Krishna?
We know in a general way that we want to become Krishna conscious, but do we have clearly defined, it's called in Sanskrit, sadhyas, objectives of our spiritual practice?
Općenito znamo da želimo postati svjesni Krišne, ali imamo li precizno definirane sadhye, odnosno objekte naše duhovne prakse?
Spiritual practice can create a lot of energy in your life, which needs to be directed by your mental focus on your goal, on your sadhya, otherwise you might be turning in circles in your life.
Duhovna praksa može stvoriti veliku energiju, ali ju morate usmjeriti na sadhju, odnosno na cilj, inače ćete se vrtjeti u krugu u svom duhovnom životu.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives this very helpful little advice that even from the beginning of a person's spiritual practice, like many of us are quite young in their spiritual life, huh? It's important for the sadhaka to focus himself on his spiritual goal. And then this energy of sadhana will bring him to that goal.
Šla Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da od samog početka duhovnog života, većina nas smo početnici u duhovnom životu, trebamo usmjeriti svoju sadhanu na taj cilj.
Do you know that each one who is here in the tent can go in one lifetime back to Godhead? Do you know this?
Znate li da svatko od vas ovdje u šatoru može se u jednom životu vratiti kući nazad Bogu? Znate li to?
Everyone here is a potential ecstatic lover and associate of Radha and Krishna.
Svatko ovdje je potencijalni zanosni ljubavnik Radhe i Krishne.
But only if everyone here fixes himself on his spiritual goal.
Ali samo ako svatko ovdje usmjeri na svoj duhovni cilj.
The example of another child devotee has been given, the prince Dhruva, who became somehow very determined to have the darshan of God in this life.
Daje se primjer još jednog djeteta bhakte, princa Druve, koji je bio odlučan da u ovome životu dostigne Gospodina.
Prabhupada comments on the Dhruva episode with a startling sentence. He turns to all of us and he said, we should be as determined to be Krishna conscious as Dhruva was to see God.
I Šrila Prabhupada se osvrće na to u jednom komentaru, jednom zapanjujućom rečenicom i kaže da bismo i mi u svom duhovnom životu trebali biti odlučni kao i Dhruva ako želimo vidjeti Gospodina.
My dear devotees, I want to challenge you this morning.
Dragi moji bhakte, jutros vam želim dati jedan izazov.
When you want something which you never had, you have to do something which you never did.
Kada želite nešto što nikada niste imali, morate učiniti nešto što nikada niste učinili.
Again, if you want to get something which you never had, you have to do something which you never did.
Dakle, još jednom, ako želite dobiti ono što nikada niste imali, morate učiniti ono što nikada niste činili.
Because it's so important, some of us are still a little tupko. I repeat it a third time. If you want to get something you never had, you have to do something you've never done.
Budući da su neki od nas malo tupi, ja ću ponoviti još jedan put. Ako želite dobiti ono što nikada niste imali, onda morate činiti ono što nikada niste činili.
Das jeva heto prajate takovido, the Bhagavatam says, truly intelligent people only look for that goal which cannot be had even by wandering up and down all the planetary systems.
Bhagavatam kaže da istinski inteligentne osobe traže samo onaj cilj koji se ne može naći lutajući po svim planetarnim sustavima.
My dear devotees, it's so easy to get money.
Dragi moji bhakte, tako je lako dobiti novac.
Every fool has money.
Svaka budala ima novac.
It's so easy to get a driving license.
Tako je lako dobiti vozačku dozvolu.
And a car.
I auto.
It's so easy to get a husband or a wife.
Tako je lako dobiti muža ili ženu.
It's so easy to live a comfortable life.
Tako je lako živjeti udobnim životom.
But it's not so easy to get a bhakti or love of Krishna in the heart.
Ali nije tako lako dobiti bhakti ili ljubav prema Krišni u srcu.
Srila Rupa Goswami describes this goal of bhakti as a sudhurlabha.
Srila Rupa Goswami opisuje ovaj cilj bhakti kao sudhurlabha.
Saduna geana sange alabhya suri chapi harina chashvadit ti dvida sasyat sudulaba. Bhakti is difficult to attain for two reasons.
Bhakti je teško dostići zbog dva razloga.
Even if you do sadhana in great quantity, but without attachment, you cannot attain bhakti even after a long time.
Čak i ako provodite sadanu u velikoj mjeri, ali bez odvojenosti ne možete dostići bhakti čak i nakon dugog vremena. Bez vezanosti.
You can do millions of things.
Možete činiti milijune stvari.
If in your heart there is no attachment for Radha and Krishna, you will not get love for them.
Ali ako u vašem srcu nema vezanosti za Radu i Krišnu, nećete steći ljubav prema njima.
You can eat tons of prasadam, appear at every mangal arati in your apartment at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Možete jesti tone prasadama i svako se jutro u 4 pojaviti na mangal arati u svome stanu.
You can be known as the one who wears the most immaculate tilak.
Možete biti poznati kao onaj koji nosi najbesprekorniji tilak.
And knows all the Chaitanya Charitamrita verses which are very difficult to learn by heart. Just by heart and can quote it instantaneously.
I znati sve stihove Chaitanya Charitamrite na pameti istog trenutka ih recitirati ako je potrebno.
If your practice lacks attachment, personal attachment to Krishna, you won't get it. bhakti.
Ako ne prakticirate to osobnu vezanost prema Krišni, nećete dostići bhakti.
And the second reason why bhakti is very rare to attain is because even if you practice with attachment, Krishna may only give it after some delay.
I drugi razlog zašto je teško dostići bhakti je taj da ako ju prakticirate s vezanošću, Krišna je može dati tek nakon nekog vremena.
Krishna waits.
Krishna čeka.
Because the moment someone has bhakti in his heart,
jer u trenutku kada netko ima bhakti u svome srcu,
Krishna loses his freedom.
Krishna gubi svoju slobodu.
He is compelled by an urge which he has no control over to come and to that devotee.
Prisiljen je jednim nagonom nad kojim nema kontrolu da dođe tome bhakti.
For the Pandavas, Krishna became their messenger, their guru, their chauffeur.
Za Pandave Krishna je postao njihov glasnik, njihov vozač, njihov guru.
And he visited them and stayed for a long time even without prior announcement.
I posjetio bi ih i ostao s njima dugo vremena, čak i bez prethodne najave.
He had to do this.
Morao je to učiniti.
My devotees.
No, to su moji bhakte.
I have not seen them. I want to go and see them.
Nisam ih vidio, želim ići i vidjeti ih.
Yes, so Krishna waits before he gives up his freedom. He therefore waits before he gives someone bhakti in the heart, like the Pandavas had.
Krishna čeka prije nego nego ostavi svoju slobodu, isto tako čeka prije nego nekome da bhakti u srcu.
Bhakti is so durlaba, extremely rare for these two reasons.
Bhakti je sudurlaba, iznimno rijetka zbog ta dva razloga.
You can do millions of things in bhakti, but if you don't have attachment to Krishna, you won't get it. And even if you have attachment, Krishna waits before he gives this commodity which binds him to the devotee.
Možete činiti mnoge stvari prije nego razvijete tu vezanost prema Krišni i čak i onda kada razvijete tu vezanost, Krišna možda neće dati bhakti zato što ga ona vezuje.
Now some of you will say thank you very much Sachinandan Swami for discouraging us this early morning and ruining our whole day by saying that we have a mission impossible in our life.
Neki od vas će reći puno ti hvala Sačinandana s vami što sam se tako obeshrabrio tako rano ujutro i rekao da i uništio čitav naš dan jer nas čeka nemoguća misija.
Ja sam normalni osoba. Very normalni, velika normalni.
To sam jako normalan.
Krishna, how will I attain this?
Kako ću to dostići?
How will I attain this jewel?
Kako ću dostići taj dragulj?
Prabhu Samadhijis, you need to do something you have never done before.
Prabhu Samadhijis, morate učiniti nešto što još nikada niste učinili.
Remember the sentence you have heard three times this morning.
Sjetite se rečenice koje ste jutro tri puta čuli.
Oh yeah, yeah, found it. What do you need to do?
Što trebate učiniti?
See, Jiva Goswami writes about this. Bhakti is very rare. Many, many pages.
Jiva Goswami piše o tome da je bhakti rijetka na mnogim, mnogim stranicama.
And finally he comes to the conclusion is, yeah, you can get it if you do something which the second canto of the Bhagavatam tells us about.
I kaže na kraju kao zaključak da je možemo, da to možemo učiniti ako učinimo nešto o čemu govori drugo pjevanje Bhagavatama.
Shinvata shadaya nityam grinatascha svasheshtitam kalena natidirgena bhagavan vishate hridi. persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam very regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time.
Osobe koje redovno slušaju Bhagavatam s velikom ozbiljnošću, nakon kratkog vremena u njihovom srcu očitovat će se gospodin Krishna.
Three elements you have to do.
Morate učiniti tri stvari.
Hear regularly Bhagavatam.
Redovno slušati Bhagavatam.
Invest your faith in what you have heard.
Uložiti svoju vjeru u ono što ste čuli.
Shraddhaya. Shraddhaya means faith.
Shraddhaya znači vjera.
And grinatascha svacheshtitam. You have to make an endeavor in your life.
I trebate uložiti napor u svom životu.
You have to take it seriously.
Trebate to ozbiljno shvatiti.
That means you must apply the teachings.
To znači da morate primijeniti učenja.
Please read if you want to go deeper into the secret of this understanding. Srimad Bhagavatam 2:8-4.
Ako želite steći dublje razumijevanje ove teme, molim vas pročitajte Srimad Bhagavatam 2:8-4.
The example of this process is Narada Muni, who as a little boy received some great devotees, the Bhaktivedanta, in his house.
Primjer toga je Narada Muni koji je kao mali dječak primio velike bhakte, Bhaktivedante u svoju kuću.
And he heard what they were speaking about, Krishna Katha, daily.
I slušao je ono što su oni svakodnevno, o čemu su svakodnevno govorili, Krishna Katha.
Once he ate their Mahaprasadam.
Jednom je jeo njihov Mahaprasadam.
He must have heard what potency is there in the food which is touched by the lips of the pure devotee.
Mora da je čuo o moći koja leži u hrani koju su dotaknule usne čistih bhakta.
And when his mother had died by a farmer accident, then he took it so seriously he left home to realize the Lord in the heart about whom he had heard.
Kada je njegova majka umrla, on je to shvatio jako ozbiljno i napustio je svoj dom kako bi upoznao gospodina o kojem je slušao.
I want to invite all of you to celebrate with us Sri Krishna Jamashtami in the Zagreb temple.
Želim vas sve pozvati da s nama slavite Krishna Jamashtami u zagrebačkom hramu.
We are in the process of preparing a seminar on how to apply this shloka in our life so that we can welcome the Lord in our heart also.
Upravo pripremamo seminar o tome kako primijeniti ovu šloku da možemo dočekati gospodina u svom životu.
I cannot talk now so much in detail because then you don't come to Krishna Jamashtami.
Ne mogu sad ući u prevelike detalje zato što onda nećete doći na Krishna Jamashtami.
But it's enough that we will really understand and study from the Bhagavatam the three things we must do to attain bhakti.
Ali dovoljno je da proučavamo iz Bhagavatama tri stvari koje su nam potrebne da bismo dostigli bhakti.
Why should you attain bhakti?
Zašto biste trebali dostići bhakti?
Because, my dear devotees, without love in your heart, your life is empty.
Zato što, dragi moji bhakte, bez ljubavi u vašem srcu, vaš je život prazan.
A life without bhakti in the heart is not even worth to be called a life.
Život bez bhakti u srcu nije čak niti vrijedan toga da se zove životom.
The Bhagavatam informs us, we may hear so many talks of this world, but if we have no bhakti, our ears are just like the hollows in the head of the snake, you know, not really ears.
Bhagavatam nas obavještava da ako slušamo o mnogim stvarima ovog svijeta, ali nemamo bhakti, da su naše uši poput rupa na zmijinoj glavi, potpuno beskorisne i ružne.
If we have no ecstatic love for Krishna in our heart, we may vibrate with our tongue so many sounds. Bla bla bla. It's the sound of the croaking frogs, the jabatse.
Ako nemamo bhakti u svojem srcu, možemo svojim jezikom vibrirati mnoge zvukove, ali oni nalikuju samo kreketu žaba.
We may run around throughout our busy dying days with so much stress in our little mind what we have to do. If we do not have bhakti in our heart, our movements are considered to be the disturbing movements of a ghost. Woo!
Ako se užurbano krećemo kroz svoje dane, a nemamo bhakti u svojem srcu, naši pokreti nalikuju pokretima duha.
I want to now destroy one myth in the Hare Krishna movement.
Sada bih želio uništiti jedan mit u Hare Krishna
pokretu. Hare Krishna. You can't become Krishna conscious by just doing automatic activities.
Ne možete postati svjesni Krišne ako samo činite automatske aktivnosti.
And vice versa. Even if you are very sense controlled and very successful by building up a house or any other things, you might not become Krishna conscious.
I suprotno tome, ako ne kontrolirate osjetila i ako budete uspješni u nekim drugim stvarima, recimo gradnji kuće ili nešto slično, ne morate nužno postati svjesni Krišne.
Even by having an ideal family life with the most blissful children who greet you with Hari Bodhats, you may not become Krishna conscious.
Čak i ako imate idealan obiteljski život s malom predivnom djecom koja vas pozdravljaju s Hari Bol, ne morate nužno postati svjesni Krišne.
Krishna consciousness is very sukshma, very fine.
Svjesnost Krišne je sukshma, ona je jako profinjena.
Lord Krishna talks to Uddhava about something which is considered by many the verse which is the key to become Krishna conscious.
Gospodin Krišna se obraća Udavi u jednom stihu koji govori o tome kako postati svjestan Krišne.
I'm trying to find it for you. Yacha, here it is. Krishna talks of a devotee who has developed faith in his narrations.
Krišna govori o bhakti koji je razvio vjeru u svoje priče.
A devotee who is taking a reserved position towards material conventional life.
Bhakta koji je prilično rezerviran prema materijalnom konvencionalnom životu.
This devotee has found out in his life by practical realization that these materialistic activities just don't make him happy.
Taj bhakta u svom životu shvatio putem praktične spoznaje da ga materijalne aktivnosti ne usrećuju.
But this devotee is a very interesting type of devotee. He's not able to control his senses.
No, to je zanimljiva vrsta bhakte. On ne može kontrolirati svoje osjetila.
He sometimes feels, I have to go to the cinema and I have also a jesnik, a tongue, jesik?
Jesik.
And yes, he has offered food, but this is, you know, like it is biological, dynamic. What is it? This is like this. Like nougat, you know, I have to eat it.
Ponekad osjeća da jednostavno mora otići u kino ili jesti neku hranu koju mu daju neku biološki poticaj. I da mora jesti.
This devotee may be, yes, I know I should chant, I know, yes, ma'am.
Taj bhakta može razmišljati, pa ja znam da moram mantrati, znam to.
But there's also an interesting film in the cinema at the same time.
Ali u isto vrijeme, baš u to vrijeme je jedan zanimljiv film u kinu.
And then this devotee goes to the cinema.
I taj bhakta ode u kino.
I'm a human being.
Ma ja sam ljudsko biće.
I'm not a sannyasi.
Nisam
But while he is doing these material activities, he feels, why am I doing this?
No, dok obavljate materialističke aktivnosti, osjeća, pa zašto to činim?
So you will be surprised. This devotee has the qualification for bhakti.
bit ćete iznenađeni. Ovaj bhakta je imao kvalifikacije za bhakti.
Someone who is extremely attached to material life and doesn't think about that it's something childish.
Netko tko je bio pleten u materijalni život i ne misli da to nešto djetinjasto.
He has no adhika or qualification for bhakti.
Takva osoba nema adhikaru ili kvalifikaciju za bhakti.
He is distracted by sex, drugs and rock and roll from morning till evening.
Od jutra do večeri odvlače ga seks, droge i rock and roll.
Or by money, got family life and high academic positions. It's the same thing in another modality.
Ili novac, uspješan obiteljski život ili neki akademski položaj.
This attached person has no qualification for bhakti.
Takva vezana osoba nema kvalifikacija za bhakti.
He is qualified for karma yoga.
Ona je kvalificirana za karma jogu.
And also the person who is totally detached from everything has no qualification for bhakti.
Isto tako i osoba koja je potpuno odvojena od svega nema kvalifikacije za bhakti.
He will think, oh, puja paraphernalia, give it up.
On će reći, pa ostavimo tu puđu i parafernaliju.
Clothes, give it up.
Napustimo odjeću.
I'm very detached, no need.
Jako sam odvojen.
Should I do it?
Treba li mi to učiniti?
Affirm sadhana. Let's meditate.
A što se tiče sadhane, pa ajmo meditirati.
But that devotee who just likes Krishna.
Ali onaj bhakta kojemu se samo sviđa Krishna.
And who has faith in Krishna. I will follow this path.
Koji ima vjeru u Krishnu, kaže ja ću slijediti ovaj put.
And yes, I may be attached. But I don't like it.
I da, možda sam vezan, ali to mi se ne sviđa.
I'm like a drunkard who has understood this pivo is killing me. But when I come near to pivo, I become attracted and drink it.
Ja sam kao pijanac koji zna da ga to pivo uništava, ali čim dođem u njegovu blizinu, postajem privučen i pijem ga.
For those of you who don't know what is pivo, you have not missed anything. It's the German national drink called beer.
Za one od vas koji ne znaju što je pivo, niste puno toga propustili. To je njemačko nacionalno piće.
Hare Krishna. Just this faith in Krishna is sufficient.
Sama ta vjera u Krishnu je dovoljna.
The faith which comes by hearing a lot about Krishna.
Vjera koja dolazi od toga što se puno sluša o Krishni.
You don't need to be an Atmarama, Jiva Goswami says, a fully self-controlled naked sage of the Himalaya mountains.
Ne morate biti.
Leave the naked because everyone will be diverted by this. Fully self-controlled saint. You don't have to be that.
Ne morate biti Atmarama ili potpuno samokontrolirana osoba.
You have to simply learn how you can increase your shraddha in Krishna.
Morate jednostavno naučiti kako povećati svoju šradu u Krishnu.
You have to go into the association of devotees who have bhakti in their hearts and you have to listen to them again and again, even if you need to buy an MP3 recorder.
Morate doći u društvo bhakta koji imaju bhakti u srcu i družiti se s njima, čak ako to znači da morate kupiti i MP3.
And by this activity of just flooding your consciousness with a spiritual sound vibration, you will become a paramahansa, a great soul.
I samim tim aktivnostima gdje svoju svjesnost ispunjavate temama o Krišni, vi ćete postati paramahamsa, samo spoznate duša.
King Prithu meets the Lord.
Kralj Prithu susreće gospodina.
The Lord says, I want to give you a boon. What do you want?
Gospodin mu kaže, želim ti dati blagoslov. Što želiš?
And he says, a million ears, because I want to drink the nectar of your narrations.
A on je rekao milion...
From many devotees, therefore I need millions of ears.
milijun ušiju, zato što želim slušati nektar od tvojih zabava. Zato mi je potrebno milijun ušiju.
He is qualified for bhakti.
On je kvalificiran za bhakti.
He has faith in Krishna.
On ima vjeru u Krishnu.
He invests his time in hearing about Krishna.
On svoje vrijeme ulaže u slušanje o Krishni.
This evening we have a therapy prepared for all of you.
Večeras smo za sve vas pripremili terapiju.
We will actually chant in the association of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
Pjevat ćemo u društvu Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
And other qualified bhaktas and singers of the holy name for quite some time the holy name.
I drugih kvalificiranih bhakta i pjevača svetog imena.
This is how you can increase your bhakti.
To je način na koji možete povećati svoju bhakti.
My dear devotees, we should not end this life by calling out, Kavanchita, Kavanchita, I'm cheated, I'm cheated.
Dragi moji bhakte, ne bismo svoj život trebali završiti uzvikujući Kavanchita, Kavanchita, ja sam prevaren.
I wanted to become a lover of God.
Želio sam postati ljubavnik Boga.
But I was diverted.
Ali bio sam preusmjeren na drugu stranu.
I didn't get it.
Nisam je dobio.
I just remained a slave to my body and my mind.
Ostao sam samo rob svog tijela i svog uma.
My little stressed out monkey mind, which is so separated from Krishna.
Mojeg malog uznemirenog uma koji je poput majmuna i koji je odvojen od Krishna.
This is not how we want to end this life.
To nije način na koji bismo željeli završiti ovaj život.
Each one of you should follow the path of Narada Muni.
Svatko od vas trebao bi slijediti put Narade Munija.
When our last breath comes, we will change our body to the spiritual body and go in the, to Krishna Loka.
Kada dođe do našeg posljednjeg daha, onda ćemo promijeniti, izaći iz tijela i dobiti duhovno tijelo i otići na Krishna loku.
For this you need to focus your mind a little bit more than you have already done in your glorious life.
A za to morate usmjeriti svoj um malo više nego što ste to do sada činili u vašem slavnom životu.
I have said what I wanted to say. I could talk more on this, but I have will conclude here and see if you have good questions to the point.
Rekao sam što sam želio reći i mogu još pričati o tome. Možda imate neko pitanje. Dobro pitanje.
There is Misho. There's Govinda Nandan and Amala Harinam. We will be able to take three questions. The other questions, keep them in your mind. There will be opportunities. There will be many lectures. You can ask the lecturers then. So who was first? Wait, please. You will get a microphone. Misha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please speak in English first, then I can think about your question, then translate it.
So my question is, you were saying that we can go to Mangalarati all our life and still not get bhakti. But if we listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can get bhakti. So I see many times that devotees are actually sacrificing Srimad Bhagavatam for Mangalarati. In a way that they are really not sleeping enough, and then when Bhagavatam comes, you know, we do not concentrate so much, and it's very difficult when you are tired. But somehow this Mangalarati is always, you know, like really more pressed, you know, like you have to get up for Mangalarati, and then many times Srimad Bhagavatam is kind of sacrificed for this. So I was a little bit surprised when you said, you know, that actually, Srimad Bhagavatam can really give us bhakti. So can you please say something about this? How should we approach this situation? Pa Maharaj je rekao da možemo ići cijeli život na Mangalarati i da nećemo, da ne moramo dobiti bhakti u srce. Ali ako slušamo Srimad Bhagavatam, da to može razviti bhakti u našem srcu. Ali često vidimo nekako da bhakte žrtvuju Srimad Bhagavatam za Mangalarati, u smislu da dođu na Mangalarati pošto poto I onda na Šrimad Bhagavatamu često ne možemo se skoncentrirati, spavamo zato što smo jako umorni i tako u biti ne možemo biti skoncentrirani na Šrimad Bhagavatam. Pa sam pitao Maharadža ako može reći u biti nešto u vezi toga kako da pristupimo o tome.
Now I will answer this question in two ways.
Odgovorit ću na ovo pitanje na dva načina.
First of all, I want to repeat the point of this. You can bhakti is rare because you could perform many sadhanas without attachment, and then you will not get it. Without attachment to Krishna.
Dakle, možemo provoditi sadhanu dugo vremena, no bez vezanosti za Krišnu i nećemo je dostići bhakti.
You know, you could, in other words, act mechanically, but you don't think about kainkaryam, that you, oh, Krishna, I'm doing this now, it's for you.
Možemo to činiti mehanički bez da razmišljamo kako to činimo za Krišnu.
How many of you have thought today during the kirtan that this is meant to glorify Krishna?
Koliko od vas tijekom kirtana razmišljalo da je on namijenjen slavljenju Krišne?
Then you have performed a sadhana with attachment.
Tada ste svoju sadanu provodili s vezanošću.
You have thought, my dear Lord, you are so wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Razmišljali ste, moj dragi gospodine, ti si tako divan.
And you have made a lot of spiritual advancement.
I tada ste uistinu duhovno napredovali.
But you can be in the kirtan and think, I hope it's not so long, because then I sweat so much and I have only one more shirt left and I'm reserving it for the evening, for the Nam Yakya.
Možda ste razmišljali, nadam se da ovaj kirtan neće dugo potrajati zato što bi se moja košulja mogla uznojiti, ja imam samo jednu za nama jagu.
I'm giving some examples.
Yeah. Dakle, dajem samo neke primjere.
I have good news for you. Even a stone who is in a kirtan will make benefit because it's the yuga dharma for the age of Kali to just sing together with devotees, and even if we are on planet moon with our mind, we will get some benefit.
Imam dobro vijest za vas. Čak i kamen ima dobrobit od kirtana zato što je to yoga dharma.
So this was my point really, performing our sadhana with attachment.
Dakle, to ono što sam želio reći, da trebamo svoju sadhanu provoditi s vezanošću.
Now coming up, coming to the point of raising, starting your day with the Mangal Arati, the Bhagavatam.
A sada što se tiče ovog tog pitanja, u vezi za počinjanja dana sa Mangal Aratikom ili Bhagavatam.
Mišo, when you do this with attachment, then the Bhagavatam happens in the Mangal Arati.
Mišo, ako to radiš svezanošću, onda se Bhagavatam događa za vrijeme Mangalaratika.
See, the Bhagavatam is more than just eyes going over letters, the mind storing informations and interpreting it in some ways.
Dakle, smisao Bhagavatama nije samo u tome da oči prate slova na papiru i da ih onda um interpretira.
There's a spiritual dimension in the reading of the Bhagavatam which makes the Bhagavatam event happening. What's the Bhagavatam happening? It's that Krishna appears on the lotus of your heart. That means you think of Krishna.
Već postoji i duhovna dimenzija Bhagavatama, a to je da se Krishna pojavljuje na lotusnom cvijetu tvoga srca.
However, like every sadhana, Bhagavatam must be executed with concentration, with attention, which is another word of saying attachment.
No, sadhana se treba provoditi sa usredotočenošću pažnje i sa vezanošću.
So I know that Prabhupada sent devotees out of the Bhagavatam class to take rest when they were so inhumanly tired. Yes.
zna da bi Prabhupad znao slati bhakte s Bhagavatam predavanja jer bi bili toliko umorni.
I always do when there is a class which I want to hear, I just rest a little bit before if I'm tired, because I know I need concentration so that the Bhagavatam happens to me. That is, I can feel Krishna's presence in my heart.
Kada želim čuti neko predavanje, tada se ponekad i odmorim prije njega kako bi se Bhagavatam dogodio za mene, kako bi osjetio Krišnino prisustvo u svom životu.
Chanting the holy name in the morning is also important, so we can't really say this or that is more important.
Mantranje svetih imena ujutro isto je tako važno, stoga ne možemo reći da je ovo da je jedno manje važnije od drugoga.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. There was another devotee, I think Govindanandan, you were the last, there was Amala Harinam. Govindanandan, please ask your question first in English.
My question is, when you said maybe it is better that if we still have some attachment for the material things, that we act like this, but we need this longing for spiritual life. And then Jiva Goswami says that then we are eligible to get bhakti. So my point is, maybe we can use this as an excuse to stay in this situation and then say, okay, you know, I'm in a safe situation, I'm doing my things, but I'm longing also. And yeah, this is okay, this is in the scriptures like this. Then in this way we can like have a confirmation that this situation is okay. So moja konsideracija je to da možemo možda reći na temelju ovoga što smo čuli, što Jiva Goswami kaže, da možemo ostati u stvari vezani za te određene stvari i ono, imam i žudnju za Krišnom i sad je to u stvari dobra situacija i možemo onda to iskoristiti kao izgovor da u stvari ostanemo u toj poziciji da ništa ne promijenimo, jer tako piše u šastan Jiva Goswami, rekao ono.
It's a wonderful question.
To je divno pitanje.
This point glorifies bhakti. It is not like jnana or other processes like yoga, where you are entirely dependent on detachment.
Bhakti nije poput drugih procesa kao što su jnana ili yoga, koje su potpuno ovisne o odvojenosti.
Bhakti is not dependent on detachment like jnana is.
Bhakti nije ovisna o odvojenosti kao što je jnana.
But you can also not be attached, because that would be karma.
Ali isto tako ne možete biti ni vezani, zato što bi to bila karma.
This is, bhakti is not about detachment or attachment.
Bhakti nema veze ni sa odvojenošću, a ni sa vezanošću.
Let me say it again. Bhakti is not about detachment to maya, of from maya or attachment to maya.
Dakle, da ponovim, bhakti nema veze niti sa odvojenošću od maje, niti sa vezanošću od maje.
Bhakti is about a third transcendental component, which is focusing your mind on Krishna. And when you do that, then by the power of Krishna, you will become purified.
Bhakti ima veze sa trećom stvari, to je transcendentalna, ona je transcendentalna, a vezana uz to da smo vezani za Krišnu i onda ćemo biti pročišćeni.
Therefore the only thing you need to start bhakti is shraddha or faith.
I zato jedina stvar koja nam treba za bhakti je shraddha ili vjera.
Jiva Goswami says, if you remain focused, if you remain attached to material things, you will not be able to concentrate on Krishna, and therefore your bhakti will not come.
Jiva Goswami kaže da ako ostajemo vezani za materijalne stvari, nećemo moći biti privučeni Krishnom.
If you are attached, like most of us are,
ako si vezan kao što većina nas je vezana,
then your way out of it is hear more about Krishna.
Možeš izaći iz toga tako da više slušaš o Krišni.
Chant more.
Više mantraš.
Even have, if you have black chocolate around your mouth.
Čak i ako imaš nešto od čokolade.
It doesn't mean you should remain on the chocolate niveau.
To ne znači da bi trebao ostati na nivou čokolade.
It doesn't mean smoking cigarettes or drinking whiskey is all right for a bhakta.
To ne znači da je pušenje cigareta ili pijenje viskija dobro za bhakta.
It means that if you concentrate on hearing and chanting of Krishna, then this black chocolate around the mouth will go.
To znači da ako se usredotočiš na slušanje i pjevanje o Krišni, onda će ta crna čokolada oko ustiju nestati.
When you're more attached, chant more.
Kada si više vezan, više mantra.
Hear more about Krishna.
Više slušaj o Krišni.
Like a beggar who comes to rich people, come to devotees and beg them for instructions.
Poput prosjeka koji prilazi bogatim ljudima, priđi bhaktama i moli ih za upute.
And then bhakti will come into your heart and do, you know, and cleanse the dirty things away.
Onda će bhakti ući u tvoje srce i pročistiti prljavštinu.
If you want to do the yoga processes and the other things properly, you need to be much more qualified.
Ako želiš pravilno slijediti yoga proces ili druge procese, moraš biti kvalificiraniji u odvojenosti.
Who in the world would exchange the process for bhakti for anything else, having heard this glorification?
Ko bi u ovome svijetu napustio proces bhakti nakon što je čuo ovako nešto?
When I said we can get the highest thing in this life, it means even if we are not so qualified in attachment in detachment.
Kada sam rekao da možemo doseći ovu najvišu stvar u ovome životu, to znači da to možemo učiniti čak i ako nismo kvalificirani u odvojenosti.
So Hare Krishna, Amala Harinam. Thank you. It's now 20 minutes. Good. So I want to thank you very, very much.
Svima vam puno, puno hvala.
I wish that you have a very nice day in on the summer camp.
Želim vam lijep dan na ljetnom kampu.
There will be an orientation about the day. And I want to just request every one of you, please come this evening to the festival of the holy name. It's we will sit down and we will have some wonderful bhajan singers.
Želio bih vas zamoliti da svi večeras dođete na festival Svetog imena. Sjećemo i pjevati Sveto ime.
We will not have an aratik so that you can do all the things you need to do during this time, and then we expect you at 8:15 British time.
Nećemo imati arotik, pa možete učiniti sve što trebate u to vrijeme i očekujemo vas u 8:15 po britanskom vremenu.
And the one who will greet you is Mother Ganga.
A pozdravit će vas majka Ganga.
Ja. Divine personality.
Božanska osobnost.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Samo kratka obavijest za sve bhakte. Mala promjena u programu poslije podne, sa čim danas vam će držati seminar u 6 sati umjesto Vrađa Lile.
And there is a small change in the schedule. Sachinandana Swami is going to give an evening lecture at 6 p.m.
It's not a lecture, it's something else.
Yeah.
All right.